Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The 880 Weekly Rewind, our deep dive into the top stories of the week and conversations with newsmakers to give you more than just the headlines.
Good evening. I'm Linda Lopez. Thanks for joining us. We spend this hour every week looking behind the headlines. And this week, we're taking a look at the lessons we've already learned and should be learning about how to handle the coronavirus pandemic. And as New York State lawmakers start launching hearings in Albany on New York's coronavirus response, we saw a striking headline in the New York Times this past week about the mistakes New York has made. The headline read, "This hospital cost $52 million. It treated 79 virus patients." Just 79. New York Times Metro investigative reporter Brian Rosenthal wrote this stunning article. I spoke to him earlier. The hospital he was writing about was the Emergency Field Hospital at the Billie Jean King Tennis Center. It was built quickly and at great expense. I asked him why it cost so much and treated so few COVID-19 patients.
Oh, it's a good question. And the people that worked at the facility, dozens of them, even they didn't know. And it turns out that it was really a tangle of bureaucracy, paperwork requirements for the doctors and the nurses there who had to spend much of their time in trainings and orientations. It was some confusion about who exactly the facility was supposed to be treating. There was specific rules about types of patients that could not be sent there, either patients that were too severe or patients that were not severe enough. And different hospitals, even elsewhere in the city, had different ideas about who they were supposed to be sending there. And it was also problems with transferring patients there, including some ambulance regulations that prevented any ambulances from going to the site, as well as the ambulances that were on site, they were prevented from even picking up patients from other hospitals. So really a lot of different factors, and in the end, the hospital wasn't used as much as it could have been.
So I think for a lot of us on the outside looking at it, it seemed an easy solution to go to an overwhelmed hospital, take patients from that hospital to less overwhelmed and maybe private hospitals, but it's mostly bureaucratic issues that didn't let that happen?
Yes. Both for the transfers to Billie Jean King as well as some of the other overflow hospitals, like at the Javits Center or the USS Comfort that came in, and also transfers between hospitals, which did not really happen at all. The governor said that he was going to be breaking down the rules.
We have to get those two systems, the private system and the public system in New York City, working together in a way they never did before.
Forcing some of these transfers, but in the end, the system kind of reverted to the normal bureaucracy-laden system that we're left with.
So what he said didn't end up happening.
That's right. There was some transfers, but very few.
And when we talk about the millions that were spent on these overflow hospitals like the Billie Jean King Tennis Center, we know there were nurses and health professionals that were there to help. And those medical professionals weren't able to go to public hospitals, for example, either to help out?
Well, some of them did eventually, but for weeks and weeks in the middle of the pandemic, they were stationed at the Billie Jean King Center waiting for patients to come in the door. And, you know, they were paid in many cases over $600 an hour. And they wanted to help, but they were told to stay at a hospital that didn't have a lot of patients.
There was certainly enough reporting, we remember it here at 880, about the Bronx and Queens specifically, where death tolls were the highest, where cases were spiking. And it seems that resources could have been directed much better to help those patients. Was the fact that it was a public hospital versus a private hospital, did that make a difference in the care that patients were getting?
Yes. And that is something that people don't like to hear and don't like to talk about, but it's a reality of our healthcare system that the hospitals that are run by the city do not have the same level of staffing. They do not have the same level of equipment and do not have the same outcomes as hospitals that benefit from government policies benefiting private hospitals and hospitals that rely on commercial insurance patients. That is in place always, even when there's not a pandemic, but it occurred for sure in this pandemic. We collected data on the mortality rates at different hospitals, and you could actually see a huge difference in some of these public hospitals and small independent hospitals in the outer boroughs. The mortality rate was three times higher than at the elite academic institutions in Manhattan.
Can you give us one example of how a patient gets better care at a private hospital? Is it strictly the staffing levels or the number of nurses or people available?
I think the easiest thing to think about is simply access to advanced treatments. There's a type of treatment called ECMO, which involves your blood being pumped out of your body and then the blood being oxygenated. And so you have more oxygen and then putting that blood back into your body. It's a very complicated procedure. It's available at private hospitals and not at public hospitals.
So like at Columbia, Presbyterian, NYU, Langone, those type of hospitals, they'd have it available.
Correct. Yes.
That's amazing.
But, you know, staffing does also make a huge difference. I mean, that might be the clearest example, you know, advanced treatments like that. But just the fact that doctors and nurses at some of these public hospitals had 15 or 20 patients that they were trying to care for at one time, that really affects the level of care that they're able to provide.
Was creating temporary field hospitals the best choice for the state spending resources, or should they have directed to other solutions like better staffing?
Well, the staffing is related to the field hospitals, and that's why a lot of experts and people in hospitals, doctors and nurses were really excited about the field hospitals because, you know, if you have a nurse that has 15 patients on the caseload, if you take five of those patients and send them to the field hospital, then you've got a much more manageable caseload. So it was a good solution. It just was not used and the execution was not there.
And you said in your article that this is a cautionary tale for other states that are now seeing huge surges in infections. Why do you say that?
Yeah, I mean, we are seeing across the country now in Florida and Texas and California and Arizona and many other states, huge numbers of cases, huge numbers of hospitalizations, and now field hospitals being built. And it remains an open question whether they are going to make the same mistake that New York made, or they're going to be more proactive, tearing down some of this bureaucracy, being more coordinated, and they're going to have a better response. And that is happening right now, and you know, hopefully they're having a better response right now.
And just one last question. As New York State's lawmakers get the hearings underway in Albany about New York's coronavirus response, what are the questions you want to see them asking?
I mean, in terms of the field hospitals, I think the question is, who made the decisions about the regulations that were going to be in place preventing them from taking care of more patients, who made the choices about the criteria of patients that couldn't go there? And why wasn't there more of an effort to transfer patients, not just to the field hospitals, but between hospitals? Why didn't the government come in and mandate more transfers?
That's New York Times Metro investigative reporter Brian Rosenthal. Thank you so much for sharing this reporting.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.